This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And welcome back to another exciting hour of Auto. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, and we're here sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who is recovering from surgery, so you've got to put up with us. If you want to give us a call, ask a question, make a comment, the number to call, toll-free from anywhere in North America, is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261, and of course you can get old Mark 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He has his mattress electrified, so when he gets an email in the middle of the night, he is jolted to his feet immediately, and you can get a hold of him at his email address, which is...
Not only that, Motor Mike, but the horn on the car starts going... Anyway, yeah. But we always like to hear this. Don't we, though?
Oh, yeah.
My God. That's that special phone that, you know, some folks have called in on before. I know Santa Claus has called in on that phone before, one of our Christmas editions. So don't be bashful. Anyway, if you are, no problem there. AutoTalkRadio@Yahoo.com. That's all one word. AutoTalkRadio@Yahoo.com. And emails are fun. Wonder, Mike, remember the days when we didn't have any email at all?
Oh, yeah.
And
get along.
Oh, boy. And a friend said to me, oh, yeah, did you get a computer yet, Mark? Oh, now I'm starting to date us, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Anyway. Hey, I got a question out there, Motor Mike. What does TOD stand for? And Tomcat sent me a little bit of an email here, too, of course. Tomcat, of course, is our, I call him the king of trivia. And he kind of helped us narrow it down a little bit more. And I said, I definitely will here, Tom. Appreciate you saying something, because that's kind of a blank TOD. And you said something about tires on something.
On something, yes.
Well, you know,
wrong, so.
Okay, so here's a little clue.
Okay.
For the folks out there, Motor Mike, that have an Isuzu. Isuzu, excuse me, bless me. Oh, no. Isuzu. Have you ever owned an Isuzu,
Motor Mike? Not with a gun to my head, no.
Come on. Huh?
No.
You know, Isuzu, I guess, what are they known for? Are they known for SUVs, cars, or actually some diesel delivery type trucks?
Well, as far as the consumer was concerned, they were more SUVs than anything else, but I see a lot of their commercial trucks around.
Yeah, they do definitely have a good diesel in their little snub-nosed cab-over type trucks, and I've worked on quite a few of those. I mean, just doing maintenance, I haven't had, you know, it hasn't been a big-time problem, major problem, but that's your clue, though, for the TOD. If you've got an Isuzu SUV, just go look on the back window. There's their little... So whoever has one, Motor Mike, now can call in or email and tell me what TOD stands for.
And we have fabulous prizes.
Oh, yeah. Matt, you know, he left the line too soon, and he had his choice between a rusty old hubcaps full of dirty old greasy nuts and bolts and washers that I've had for years. I've been trying to get rid of these things. So all the happy-go listeners here at Auto World end up receiving those. And it weighs a lot, Mike, so that when they get the shipping bill, they're actually paying for the gift, but that's okay. Or, I could have won a brand-new Ford truck. That's right. Tell him, Don Pardo. Remember that, gentleman?
Oh, yeah.
But he left the line, so he gets the old rusty hubcap. Sorry, Matt.
Well, some days you get the elevator, and some days you get the shaft. That's how it works.
Woo! Hey, I do a little happy birthday note out real quick.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Sure.
You know, I did slip you in there one weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, I slipped you in there.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was on the air with Bob and right before his surgery, and we were, you know, I said I had to get do a little happy birthday note to the bearded wonder. That's you. But, hey, I want to say happy birthday to Jerry Lee Lewis. Remember Jerry Lee Lewis?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis. He's 82 today. He's getting up there, isn't he?
Yeah, I didn't realize he was still around.
Yeah, 82, that's a good number.
Wow. And he's married to his cousin, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I don't know. We should call him right now on the air. Wouldn't that be him?
Hey, Jerry, hey. You, bring us up to speed on something. Are you married to your cousin?
Well, that's the thing. Helping Bob out, you know, Motor Mike, we're going to slip some guests in here, you and I, for fun. And I know you're going to slip a guest in concerning, we're going to be talking about something about Mercedes-Benz, huh?
Yes, there is an announcement to be made, and Mercedes is, we do a lot of automotive manufacturing in Alabama, and of course a lot of their suppliers of parts are here in Alabama. So it's not just Michigan. In fact, Alabama is exploding into the automotive capital of the country. So we're not just picking cotton down here, gang.
Well, that, you know, I wanted to bring that up because that's going to be a great interview. Our listeners can get in with some calls and emails and questions for the that. And you know about the Falcons, the football team, the Falcons.
Yeah,
they built that brand new stadium.
Yeah.
The football season this year, supposedly it's $1.5 billion. The owner, old Steve Cannon, he used to be the former CEO of Mercedes-Benz Motor Mike, so he's kind of slipped out of the automotive arena and went into the football arena. And I guess the football arena isn't doing that well with TV and advertisers. I guess it's kind of faltering.
Yeah, so, I think they're starting to learn their lesson, but it's going to come back slow. You know, yeah. The thing about that new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it's not as big as our own Alabama Crimson Tide Bryant Denny Stadium, as many people. And really? Nick Saban, who is the coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, owns two Mercedes dealerships.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So not one, but two.
We need to get him on the behind the microphone.
Yeah, good luck with that.
We could try.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. You know, football's been around, of course, for many, many years. I there at South Bend, Notre Dame, you know, the Fighting Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Matt, the owner of Tyrac, he slipped us right down there and put me on the field at Notre Dame. Wow, that's a pretty good-sized stadium, too. And as he said, there's the bad seat in the house, Mark, how they designed and built this. It doesn't matter where you're sitting. You can watch the game. It's right there. You know, it's a good seat.
Yeah.
We're like our stadium here. We got triple-decker type, you know, concrete seats that go straight up, man. If you get up on the nosebleed section, yeah, you know, you can see the field with a pair of binoculars. But right. If you trip going down the stairs, you're going to end up probably being on the field in the game.
With your head driven into the turf.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I tried to go to Notre Dame back in the day. But it was just, I couldn't afford it, so I wound up going in-state to Ohio State. But I always wanted to go to Notre Dame.
Purdy Stadium, unbelievable skybox. Of course, the Tire Rack folks, they sponsor. So does Michelin sponsor the Notre Dame. Matt, the owner of Tire Rack, he lives right there in South Bend, and he actually is a graduate from Notre Dame. So mm-hmm. We got a tour and a whole bunch of neat things concerning Notre Dame, and really, really neat. Great folks, good people, and again, to drive by the old Studebaker plant. In fact, you know, of course, the old Studebaker plant, the windows were broke out and all that, of course, nobody's using it. But at one time, he said that that's where Tire Rack had actually started. They rented out, leased out a certain section of the Studebaker plant and fixed the windows and fixed the things and all that, and that's where they kind of started.
Before. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kind of started before they got going on selling. It was a mail order company. So very interesting story. It's going to be a fun interview. We're going to get a lot of interesting news and everything. And like Matt, his favorite brand is Hankook. Do all of us, and you know, Ken, I want to tip my hat to Ken, our earlier caller there from Alabama, Motor Mike, and I want to say thanks to Ken for telling everybody, you know, how check your tires and how to check your tires.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
he's the end of that. He's a good guy. Go ahead.
Get the tire gauge in your glove box, folks.
We got to take another break, but we'll be back. Yeah, I know. That wasn't a threat. Anyway, Auto World continues straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World fans around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20 for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Kaitlin, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here.
This is Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace, sitting in for Bob Long, who is recovering in the hospital now from heart surgery, alongside Mark Evans. And we're happy to do it. We'll be here this weekend and next weekend. So feel free to call us with any questions or comments you might have about your car. The toll-free number to call anywhere in North America is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Of course, you can get a hold of Mark anytime at his email address.
Yes, absolutely. Motor Mike, feel free at any time, folks. AutoTalkRadio@yahoo.com. All one word, AutoTalkRadio@yahoo.com. And, Mike, I get emails, questions. Like, say, when you say 24 hours, that is the truth. I have got emails from folks that are in Germany before that ask me questions. And it's, I guess you can say there's some folks that I've become friends with over there on the trips that I've gone on over the past years of my life for radio, and you know, been over there with Daimler Chrysler and Mercedes Benz, and you know, they like to expose their products and kind of teach the folks like myself a lot more information about why, how come. And then when you can put, when you're there in real time, real life, and you see, you know, their plants, you see how big or small or how they do it, it's a really interesting thing to be able to come back and share it with everybody through words, and try to draw pictures with words. It's fun. I love doing it. You know, that's, I guess, that's one thing that I've done all my life, Motor Mike. So did you when you had your automotive repair shop. The car comes in and it's got a problem. You gotta, you know, look at, diagnose the problem. You gotta see what the problem is. You gotta smell what the problem is. You gotta hear what the problem is. But then you gotta call the customer, and you've gotta, you know, draw pictures with words for them to understand what the heck is the slinker valve, or like I've always said, is the crown kite valve been adjusted correctly?
Right.
You know, we call it what? Mechanic Largan jargon, I guess. And yeah, sometimes you and I, we can make up a lot of different types of words because really our customers aren't in the business. They're not in the automotive repair business. They're not in the automotive world until they listen to us. And next thing you know, you get somebody on the phone and say, oh, yeah, you need a – and I have had this happen where people email me, Mark, what is a slinker valve, or what is a differential? Or yeah. It's just the most simplest things you and I take for granted. Us automotive people, we know what a differential is. Or somebody says, well, they said that I need an ABS speed sensor. What the heck does that stand for?
Yeah.
And so that's some of the emails I get. And just like the other day, I can share this. A good time to share, I guess. Troy McLean lives here in Boise, and he was second runner-up for that show, The Apprentice, that our president today was the host of that show back in the day. And Troy, he lives here, a friend of us and all that, and lives here in Boise, and he called me yesterday with the car question. So, and it was basically, I thought, you know, this, I answered and helped him with that car question, and that I thought, you know, I'm going to share this and get this on the radio because a lot of people might not know this information. And his employee that he has an 84 Ford Bronco, and what happened was he got in an accident, and he went to Troy, his boss, to say, you know, here's what happened to me and I don't know what to do. Well, Troy then called me. He said, Mark, you're the expert in this field, you know what's going on, just, you know, help us. So what happened, the gentleman got in an accident in an 84 Ford Bronco, and his employee, Mike, put over $20,000 worth of accessories on this Ford Bronco. Wheels and tires and roll bar and light bar and stereo, and it goes on and on and on. You know, $20,000 buys a lot of accessories.
Yeah.
Well, he went and got car insurance on it, of course, and driving around and got in an accident. And they actually totaled out the vehicle. So what that means is there's more damage to the Ford Bronco than what the Ford Bronco is worth. So the insurance company, as Troy tells me, says, the insurance company, Mark, is going to basically just offer $2,800 to my employee. And he says he's got over $20,000 worth of accessories on this thing. What do we do? How come he's only getting offered $2,800? Well, the whole key here, and this is why I'm bringing this up, Motor Mike, and for our listeners, is that I said, Troy, did he not get accessory insurance. What happens? And I said, Troy, you're guilty. He says, what? I'm guilty. I said, you're guilty. Troy, as back to at the first hour, I said, you know, what do people drive? You see them on TV, you're wondering what they're driving. What do you think Troy McLean drives every day here in Boise?
Oh, I would have no idea. Maserati?
A Ford four-door diesel truck long bed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and it's lifted. He has got over $30,000 worth of accessories on it. It's a head turner when he when he drives by. It's got the wheels, it's got the lift kit, it's got the front rear bumpers, it's got, okay? It's a dark, dark gray, it's a beautiful truck. That's what Troy drives. And I said, Troy, you're guilty. He says, what do you mean? He's loud. He says, why am I guilty? He says, you're just as guilty as your employee. And he's laughing. He says, oh, come on, what for? I says, you have accessories on your truck, and I almost bet you $100 bill, Troy, that you do not have accessory insurance. He says, I'm guilty. You're right. I'm going to hang up right now and call my insurance agent.
Yeah, that's a rider you have to put on your insurance to cover that kind of stuff. And if you don't, hey.
You're done.
So sorry.
You've been cooked by the insurance. So here's his employee, a $2,800 check coming to him, but he's got all, you know, $20,000 worth of accessories on this bad boy, and he's only getting $2,800 because he didn't have the rider on that bad boy. Yeah. So, you know, then that I described that to Troy, and he says, you've got to have that. And it's not that much money, so I want to share that with all the listeners. Call your insurance agent. Hey, Mike, if you're even going to take the stock stereo out and have a Pioneer Super Tuner or a friggin' Nakamichi or a Sony put in that bad boy, that is called an up-and-over extra accessory, and you got to get insurance on it, you know? So it doesn't cost that much, $6-$7, maybe a whole entire year. Literally.
And you have to make sure that they're covered at replacement value.
Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one thing I like to do, Motor Mike. We try to help and teach and save people money here on Auto World. You know, this is kind of like the, I don't know, what do you call it? We could call the show the Save Cash.
Yes, it's right here.
Yeah, Troy.
Send a request on the back of a $50 bill, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
And we can give them our addresses so they can send us those $50 bills.
but
cover that. And how do I know all this, Motor Mike? Like I told Troy, he didn't even know this. I says I had an insurance adjusting firm back in the day that I had purchased and did that insurance adjusting as being a licensed insurance adjuster back then, and I still am today. But I don't go out. Still don't go out on the road. I don't look at any car crashes and all that, but I definitely represented Prudential, Dairyland, Century, Viking, insurance companies. I was their honest eyeball to go out and look at the damaged cars, and that's, you know, and so when it comes to body stuff, too, I love doing it, too. Mike.
We got to take us another break. It's the bottom of the hour. Time for us to step aside for a few folks that help us do this. So stick with us. Auto World continues straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
George Douglas is with us. And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, and we are sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who is recovering from heart surgery. And we'll be here this weekend and next weekend. And then hopefully Bob will return at his full energy self and carry on. But we're here every now and then, so, you know, I enjoy doing it, and so does Mark. So it's good to get together. The terrible twosome together once again.
Stump the chumps.
If you've got a question of any kind, whether it be automotive-related, relationships, anything, you can call us toll-free from anywhere in North America. The number to call is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And of course, you can get a hold of Mark anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at his email address, which is.
Yes, absolutely, Motor Mike. And in fact, we haven't introduced our engineer, the gentleman behind the controls and all, Pontiac Patrick, will actually take your call.
That's right. He's right there on the. Right there at the switch, and
yep.
He leaps on the phone. So
Pontiac Patrick, he's the hot rodder of the Pontiacs out there, folks. The email address, which comes right directly into my face right here on my computer screen, is autotalkradio@yahoo.com. autotalkradio@yahoo.com. Almost forgot my email address, Motor Mike. Well, so have you figured out yet, Motor Mike, and has our listeners figured out what TOD stands for?
I have no clue. I mean,
okay.
No clue.
Yeah. Well, let's not be bashful, folks. You can email or, of course, call TOD. And a little tip was the Isuzu. Now, I'll go a little farther. If you have an Isuzu Trooper, and I know out of all of our listeners out there, we're, of course, what, North America? Is that the largest? I think that's our area, North America, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's got to be somebody out there with an Isuzu Trooper. On the back of that Isuzu Trooper, you will find the TOD. go ahead and share it with us. And yes, Mike, well, Don Fardo, tell him what he wins. Tell him what they win. Well, Mark, you might one day get a new vehicle. You never know. And, you know, I didn't promise anything about what it might look like, though.
Yeah, well, that's good. So, new one to you, not necessarily brand new, but a new one to you.
Yeah, you know, in the wrecking yard or the recycle yard or the junkyard, however you want to call them, they've been calling me, hey, Mark, you know, anybody wants one of those? you call that a what, a what? Jesus.
Well, if you bring no money, we'll pay them to take it away.
I had a young gentleman, exactly. You know, we could just call UPS and have them hand deliver a wad of, you know, well, why are they in the wrecking yard? They've been crashed, smashed, and all that. I had a young man the other day, motor mic, that came in. He had a Subaru. He says, Mark, on the phone again, he's telling me how it's kind of, he's drawing the picture with words on how this thing is shaking and idling and rattling and all that. And his whole key was, and he said, yeah, I need a headlight. So he says, Mark, the first time in my life, I went to the wrecking yard, as you say on the radio, I walked through there. Mark, I just can't believe how many cars and trucks and parts and pieces are in there, man. I said, yeah, that's my, like my candy store, man. I mean, we get right down to it. It's kind of like, it's the largest Walmart, you know, of warehouses there is for parts.
Yeah.
And you just can go crazy. And of course, the parts and pieces are a lot cheaper than brand new. They're usually about 50% off. So,
Patrick knows. Huh.
Say that again.
Patrick knows. You see your screen?
Oh, yes.
I'll be darned. Well, good for you, Patrick.
Pontiac Patrick.
He's an employee of the Genesis Communications Network. He is not eligible to win.
The brand new Chevrolet truck.
Sorry, he's up and over. He's going to hit the dump button on it.
Hey, here's a little bit. In 1935, Motor Mike, you were saying something about it's going to start turning, changing of seasons, and, yes, and we're going to start seeing cold and the leaves falling, and, you know, heat's going to leave us in your area. The humidity might change a little bit. Of course, we get to see the snowfall. Are you ever going to use your windshield washers, you think, this next coming couple months coming in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So are you happy you got windshield washer?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you know who invented the windshield washer?
No, 1935. Yes, the very first. What's that?
I knew it was coming. Go ahead.
Yeah, the very first car to offer windshield washers is the British Triumph. Remember the Triumphs?
Oh yeah. What was it? A cup full of water you kept on the floor when you needed to use a reset and poured it on the glass, or how did it work?
Exactly. Well, I don't know that. Maybe Tomcat could step in. He might even know that, but I know it was the British Triumph. They called it the British Triumph back in 1935. And that's who brought us the windshield washers. And I was like you said, remember, now let's go back a little bit. Remember the cars in the 50s that, and some 60s, you had to put your foot over on the little rubber plunger on the floorboard and you had to pump the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the fluid was in a bag. It wasn't a bottle. It was a bag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I've got one of those bags hanging in my automobile museum here that says Formoco on it.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking. Ford. This is the ones that we were always Ford. Oh,
dang it, you just gave out the next trivia question. What's Formoco stand for? Do you know what Formoco stands for?
Yeah, Ford Motor Company.
And how did they spell it? They spelled it on the bag. It said F-O, what?
F-O-M-O-C-O.
Formoco. Yeah. Absolutely. That's kind of like the first part of texting, I guess, back in the day. Ford might have started that for Moco.
Oh, that is an interesting point. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, that bag is probably a collector's item today. But now, back in the day, we used to, you know, put just water in those bags, and they'd freeze, and it'd be like, well,
you have to bust it up with a hammer, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, basically, we just use them as an ice cube for our drink. Friday night. So even the windshield washer type parts have they raised the bar on that or what? A lot of people. Would you have ever thunked that you'd have a windshield washer on the back window and a wiper blade on the back window of your car?
I know I do on my Aerostar.
I mean, what the heck?
Back there too. Yeah, it's under the on the side panel. I think you open the taillight assembly, and there's a little filler cap in there you fill up.
you're kind of stuttering. You haven't checked that lately, have you?
No, I haven't.
So, I just put new wiper blades on, though.
Well, what brand did you buy?
Bosch.
Oh, come on. You put Bosch spark plugs on your wiper blades?
Well, they were the lower line ones. They didn't make the ones that the real good ones for that'll fit my Aerostar. In fact, Michelin doesn't either. Michelin's got wiper blades out now.
Rubber, yes, sir.
And they didn't make the ones that fit my van, so.
Yeah. So, do you how often do you change your wiper blades then? Because you're driving that thing all the time.
When the rubber starts peeling off.
I usually change it when I hear that. The metal? No.
No.
I truthfully, Motor Mike, when I buy a wiper blade for one of my cars, I don't care about the price, believe it or not. I don't care. I'm a penny pincher, but I do not care about the price when it comes to a wiper blade because I never want to change it again. And that's my point. When you buy a Teflon coated, and I'm not, hey, Mike, they're not a sponsor by any means, okay?
Okay.
Maybe we should call them, but they're not a sponsor. I'm just telling you that ANCO. I just buy the best ANCO, and I never replace them. And I've only bought two sets of wiper blades in my whole entire 50 years of career of doing automotive. Wow. And they last forever. And they don't shudder. They don't streak. Isn't that... Let me go back here real quick.
Well, hold that. Keep people in suspense until we come back from the break. We're going to talk about windshield wiper blades, and we're getting into the time of year when snow's going to be a factor, and you need to think about this. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick one, and Auto World will continue straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you so much for joining
me. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans. And we've got a trivia question out there, so you've only got, this is the last segment. So you've got to call us right now if you want a shot at those fabulous prizes. The number to call all across North America, toll free, costs you absolutely nothing. 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or you can email Mark right now at his email address.
Yes, Motor Mike, I've got that bad boy on 24 hours. AutoTalkRadio@yahoo.com. AutoTalkRadio@yahoo.com. All I need is their Visa or MasterCard number, and we'll get that question answered. No, it's free. It's free. But you do get what you pay for.
That's true. Worth exactly what you paid for it.
Yeah. No, I try to do the best I can. I don't try to BS anybody. Is that the best way to say it?
That's the best way to say it, yeah.
Because you know what I found over the years? When I first started my repair shop out of a single car garage way back when, it's been 40 years now, Motor Mike, I had a dream to start my own company repairing cars. My dream did come true. You know, watch out for what you ask for. And it did come true. I wanted to build a company and franchise it, and I did. And it went on, and et cetera. And then I sold it, et cetera. But still doing repair, all that, because people keep asking. And you know what I found out is if you tell the truth, the phone keeps ringing.
That's the way we did it, you know? And
so,
that's the way to go. That's the only way I could do it. And my partner felt the same way. You know, this is what's broke. And this is what it's going to cost you. And some people took it very well, and some people didn't. And when they didn't, I used the three B's. You know what they are?
The three what now?
The three B's.
Okay, let me guess. Big boob.
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't build it. I didn't buy it. I didn't break it.
Okay, well, that you're absolutely right. The owner bought it, but they didn't break it. They just drove it.
Yeah.
So
they to blame you, though, when they think it's too expensive. And I say, hey, you know, it's just the way it is. This is what's broke, and it's fixed. This is what it's going to cost. I wish it could be, different. I really do, but
yeah. Yeah, and that's how my radio career started. Is I had a customer. I was always on the phones. You know, I was always talking to people. The phone was ringing, and I was sitting there behind my counter, of course, and had the techs behind the door working. And I kept having to hire more techs because I kept saying yes to everybody. I can fix that. I can fix that. So I had, you know, growing, et cetera. This gentleman watched me answering these phones, and I ended up not only one line, two line, three line, you know how that all goes, and I'm saying, you know, busy, I'm just busy. And he said to me one day, he says, why do you keep telling people the problems on the phone? And he was pretty serious about that question. Why do I keep telling people the answers to their problems? He says, yeah, people call in and ask you, my car I think is doing this and thinking, what do you think it is? And I would tell them the truth. This is just kind of like radio. I said, I believe that's what this is, what's wrong. And he told me, he says, you're running all your business off. He says, they're going to go fix it themselves. And I says, well, if they do, that's fantastic. They're talented and they can do it themselves and they save my labor bill. But I says, if I just tell them the truth, what happens is they're going to find out that maybe I sound like I know what I'm doing, and they're going to bring it to me because I do know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And if they do go fix it themselves, oops, they're not in the line of work of doing that kind of stuff, and they mess it up, and then they do bring it back to me. They do bring it to me and say, can you fix this basket case? I had so many vehicles come into me with water pumps taken off, it's all been torn apart in pieces, as we call it, basket cases, and I'd put it back together and say, now, this is the bill. It took us a lot longer to try to figure out, where's that one nut? Where's that one bolt? Oh, yeah, that one bolt you needed, Mark, was back at home underneath the other car in the garage. So don't think for 1 minute, you know, hey, if you're, you know, Ken delivers, he drives a school bus, Ken, our earlier caller from Alabama, he takes, and we, all those parents that trust Ken driving their kids to school, that's what Ken does. I don't do that. I trust Ken to take my kids to school on his school bus. And I trust Ken all the way down to the checking the tires on the school bus to make sure my child gets to school safe. So, again, Ken details cars, sells the products to detail cars. Ken might not want to do a water pump motor, Mike. He might say, Mike, Mark, do my water pump for me. I don't want to mess with that. I want it done right the first time. So, That's something that I've got to stop ranting here, but, you know, just hire the person. And that's what I did. And so that's what started, I guess, my life, and very, very busy. Motor Mike kept answering and helping.
Boy, more often than not, even if you know what the problem is, you don't have the tools or the ability to fix it. But at least we can tell you what we think it is. And by the way, I just got another email from Tomcat.
Awesome.
He was talking about window washers. He says, I had a TR3, and the pump was a plunger type mounted on the dash, which didn't work very long.
Yeah. Hey, man, those TR3s. Hey, Tomcat, I love driving those cars. Did that, there's a question out there for Tomcat, Motor Mike, did that TR3 have red striped tires on it?
Mike? Oh, yeah, in fact. My dad sent me out to get a set of tires on our 1960 Ford station wagon.
Yeah.
Came back with red stripes. And he looked at those, and it didn't matter. The price wasn't any different. So it was back in the day when red stripes were the end thing. And I had a little car that I even painted them on the high rib. I painted stripes on them. It didn't last very long, but it felt good for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a class. And then white walls, the wide white walls. I actually bought an old car that I found in a field once, and it had somebody had bought the, you know, of course, the skinny bias ply type tires for that. It was a 30s car, and it had the fake white walls. Fake.
The porta walls?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, and they'd start flapping in the breeze after a while and then fly off. I remember that.
Yeah. And I wish today that I like to collect things like that and show people, because it's the history of our automobile. I don't have a set of those now, you know, anywhere to show people hang on the wall. I do have the old, oh, goodness, there's so many different names for it, off my 1916 Chevrolet, the big old balloon tire.
Yeah.
I've got it hanging on the wall with the old Goodyear sign that shows, it's an old antique Goodyear sign that shows everybody that what kind of tire that is, balloon tire from Goodyear, you know. But, boy, are they expensive today, Motor Mike.
Well, you know why the white wall kept getting narrower and narrower and narrower?
No.
The white wall is made out of pure rubber.
Oh, rubber tree.
So, rubber. Yeah, so they, to keep the cost down, they started getting narrower. And now with new Euro style, very few tires have white walls on them at all.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about class, I think. And then we went through the phase with the white lettering, raised white lettering.
Oh, yeah, I like those. I wanted to get a set on my van, but I couldn't get them.
Well, today, now we're going back to Notre Dame and our football talking. You can actually have a tire company put on your favorite team the name, like Fighting Irish, Notre Dame. You could have, you know, any team you folks like out there, you can have that team literally implanted on the sidewall of your tires on your car.
They do that. In fact, my friend and client, Westmoreland Tire, give him a plug, here has, it says University of Alabama Crimson Tide in raised white letters there on the Firestone destination all-terrain tires.
Do they cost more? Do you know?
Yeah, because they got to pay the licensing fee.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to want them. I mean, they're a premium, but they look real good.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot riding on your tires. That was the old slogan from Michelin. And boy, is there, huh? And Ken knows that driving that school bus, doesn't he?
By the way, we're running out of time. You've got to get the answers to the trivia question.
Okay. Well, now, wait a minute here. Now, didn't Pontiac Patrick answer that?
He did, but we didn't do it on the air.
Can we, Patrick, are you there? Can you go ahead and answer it for us?
I can do that.
Okay.
What's the answer? Now, wait a minute. Pontiac Patrick, now you're the engineer, and you're the person that's helping us sound great, and the listeners sound good, and make sure everybody, you know, can hear us. Perfect. Thank you again. And the trivia question, what does TOD stand for?
It's Patrick. Torque on Demand. It's featured on the Isuzu Trooper. It has to do with all-wheel drive. To be perfectly honest, I just looked it up. I was curious, so I looked it up.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah. I was wondering if you had an Isuzu Trooper.
No, I don't. I have a Toyota Echo.
Oh, okay.
An Echo.
Well, just in time, we got to get out of here. Thank you, Patrick, for all the help you've been today.
Yep.
Thanks for everybody's listening. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at Suzy Carrion and next weekend, too. So thanks for listening to Auto World on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.